So here I am, and making quite an impromptu audio boo, for the reason that tonight is the 15th day that I haven't smoked. Now, to most people that doesn't sound like quite a lot, and in reality it's just over a fortnight, so really not a lot. But in a 32-year history of smoking, that's a record breaker for me. 14 days being the maximum before. And now I've broken the 14-day barrier, and here I am. So there was a bit of another impromptu thing, was going for a beer tonight. Hadn't planned it, and very nice, very civilised. Drinking all kinds of things, Guinness, spirits, beers, whatever, and all very pleasant and good. And didn't smoke, and didn't want to smoke, so that's good. So how have I managed this? How has someone who smoked pipes, cigarettes, roll-ups, just about anything you could light, how did someone manage to quit that after 32 years? The secret, in all honesty, is my e-cigarette thing. It's what's called a box mod. And it doesn't look like a cigarette. It looks like a big battery with a tank on top of it, which is what it is. And the most important thing is snuff. And even though snuff is a tobacco product, it contains the nicotine, which is what I'm addicted to. And let's get this straight. I'm quite happy to be addicted to nicotine. Quite happy. Because nicotine is, by all accounts, a good drug. Makes you more productive and calms you down at the same time. And doesn't give you cancer or anything. What does give you cancer is burning tobacco and inhaling the smoke and all the tars and carbon monoxide and all that kind of stuff comes from burning tobacco, and certainly not from grinding down what is an organic leaf and inhaling it, whereby the fine, very fine powder hits the top of your nose and your mucus glands and whatever, and the nicotine comes through the snuff and into your bloodstream via that way. Before anyone says, "Oh, you know, that can't be good for you," it gives you a bit of a crusty nose, because there is a bit of a build-up of snuff, but, you know, there's hankies, you can blow your nose, it's all good. Cancer? Well, cancer. Has there been any related cancer incidents? Yes, there's been one. One in the history of snuff, one. And that was a Norfolk farmer, and he used to put snuff into his ear. Again, blood vessels very close to the skin surface. And he developed some polyps in his ear, which they cut out. And this guy lived to tell the tale. So there you go. It's not a perfect replacement for, the nicotine patches and stuff, and nicotine replacement therapy and inhalers and that. But let's be honest, they, in comparison to snuff, cost a fortune, because snuff isn't taxed as a tobacco product. And snuff is wonderfully good, and there are as many varieties as there are fine wines. So I'm going to gradually cut down the use of the e-cigarette and just stick with my snuff and my nicotine addiction, and get away with spending about 50p a week on it. So there we go. I'm all done and happy and healthy, and that's it. Thanks.